If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Carrow Road. It's obviously a big day for a football club and the history of a club when they appoint a new head coach and a new manager. And we're absolutely delighted, and I'm absolutely delighted that Dean Smith and his assistant Craig Shakespeare have decided to join us on what will be the next part of this football club's journey. When we met with Dean, and Dean's someone I've known for a while now, it's very clear he shared the same values as a football club and wants to continue on the good work which has happened over the last few years and really help to continue to take us forward. So it's a very exciting day. I'm sure it's a great day as well for Dean to join what is a special football club. If you look at our fan base, if you look at our proud record of young talents, the work that happens in the community, we're the only club in this county, which does make it a little bit more unique. So for anyone who has the honour to work here, that's exactly what it is. It's an honour. So I'd like to formally welcome Dean. I'd like to thank you guys for coming and giving up your time today to speak to us. And I'm sure you've got plenty of questions for Dean and myself. And thank you very much and wish us well.
First of all, congratulations on the new job. What does it feel like to be a manager at Norwich City? And just talk us through what your life has been like over the past 2 weeks.
It feels good, for one. I think I said last week that I've only been out of work for 4 months since I was 16 years old. I didn't enjoy it. And, my wife had a little bit more planned for me than obviously what she's got. But obviously losing the job 1 week and then being re-employed in the Premier League the following week's a very good week in the end.
Do you think it is a bit of a risk taking the job so quickly?
No, if I thought it was a risk, then I wouldn't have taken it. I think we've got 27 games left in the Premier League. There's a lot of points to play for. We're just on the back of a win. I've seen how progressive this club has been. Yes, it's been difficult in the Premier League so far, and mine and Craig's job, along with the rest of the staff and Stuart, is to keep us in the league this season, and that's firmly what we believe we can do.
You obviously know how this business works. Do you have any sympathy for Daniel Farker, and what do you think the job he did when he was here?
Yeah, of course I do. I know Daniel, and I like Daniel very much, and he's done fantastic at this football club, and it's never nice for somebody to lose their job. We were both in the same position, within 24 hours, and it's not nice, but I'm also very respectful of the work that he's done at this football club, and it's some big shoes to fill, that's for sure. And as I say, we've got a great belief that we've got 27 games to get as many points as we can to stay in this league. And I think when I saw and spoken to Stuart, the squad at the football club, I believe it's capable of doing that. The club got their first win away at Brentford in their last game, and we can build on that confidence that the players should have got from that.
When people look at Norwich, a lot of people think that Norwich are a very good club. They're almost too good for the Championship, but not quite good enough for the Premier League. What can you do to change that, to change people's perception?
Well, it's not just me, it's the whole group of us. One person just doesn't change everybody. It has to be a culture thing. You never know what the culture is like until you've been in it and lived in it, so I'm never one to judge what's already been before, but maintaining belief and gaining belief as a group, first for the players, because they're the ones who have to go on the pitch, they're the ones who have to go and perform. And as I've seen already, that performance against Brentford, the win, should give them that confidence that we can build on.
Obviously, you are a lifelong Aston Villa fan. Can I just ask you what you think about the appointment of Steven Gerrard, and what kind of job do you think he can do there?
Well, I've no idea. they decided to go with Stephen. He's obviously been very successful at Rangers, and you know, I hope he's very successful, you know, at Aston Villa, but obviously not at Norwich City's expense.
You're in this strange position that your last game was against Southampton, the next game is going to be against Southampton as well, and it's the first time it's happened in the Premier League. Is it going to help you that you've played them so recently? Will that help you on Saturday?
I think certainly coming into the training ground here at Colney and meeting up with the staff, I have an idea already of how Southampton played, because we were playing against them in the last game I managed for Villa. So yeah, it should help me in terms of not having to catch up so much as it would be if it was a club that I hadn't played against. So, but you know, they beat Aston Villa 1-0, so you know, we have to turn a result round at a performance.
And Stuart, if I just may ask you, what impressed you most about Dean in his interview?
I don't think it's so much about the interview. I think, you know, Dean is someone that, as a club, we've admired for a long time. You know, we're a bit like our approach to scouting players. We do the same with coaches and managers in the event that ours may leave for whatever reason. So I think if you look at Dean's work of what is, you know, for still a young guy, a long career in terms of Walsall, Brentford and Aston Villa, I think that speaks for itself. But I think what's important for this club is, you know, we are a little bit different to others with the model. It's important that the person we get understands that, and I think Dean has worked in very similar models before. Our values definitely aligned, the way we see football are aligned, and they're vitally important. But you know, what we believe we've got is someone with great experience, success in the Premier League. Let's not forget, this is a guy who got a big club promoted where others had maybe not managed that, kept them in the Premier League, got to a League Cup final. So it's a really impressive piece of work alongside developing some players. You know, one of them has become the most expensive English player ever. So it really fits what we want to do and what we want to do next. But what we also see is a man who is going to buy into the whole club and work on us to make everything better, because, you know, obviously we've still got a lot of improvements to make. So it's exciting as we go forward to have that new start to build on what we've done so far.
Can I just ask you, Rob, about the process to find a new manager? You obviously have to do it very quickly. Were there lots of other candidates? For instance, Frank Lampard was somebody you spoke to and was close to maybe getting the job?
No, I mean, we spoke to other people, of course. You know, some people reported that we've given it to other people, which was never true. And, you know, we keep our powder dry when we're doing our stuff in the media. But in terms of Dean, the most important thing was, is unfortunately for Dean, because he lost his job on a Sunday morning. You know, to be honest, my ears pricked up very quick, because he was someone that, like I say, has always been a long-term target. But if he was ever not in work, or was maybe at a lesser club than us and we could employ him, we would do that. So the next stage was, I'll be honest, I phoned his agent and said, I'm expecting you to say that he's got no interest because he maybe wants to have a break. And he says, my gut feeling is he probably wants to have a chat. And then he rang me quick, and you know, we were, myself and Neil Adams were sat in Dean's house very quickly after that moment, discussing, you know, the way forward for this football club. So as soon as Dean became available, as soon as it was very clear that you know, he wanted to be part of the club and was ready to go straight back in, to be honest, it then became a very easy decision.
Just a final one for Dean. Two players who haven't been playing for a lot for different reasons, Billy Gilmore and Todd Cantwell. What kind of role do you think they can play in your side?
A big role along with the rest of the squad. You know, it's a new start for them in terms of, you know, a new coaching team coming in, and you know, we'll get to see them tomorrow in training, and it's down to them to impress us now to get into the team.
Hi. Obviously, I know we're here at Norwich, but are there just any reflections on your time at Aston Villa?
Very enjoyable 3 years. If someone had said to me at the start when I got offered the job, I would spend 3 years there, and you know, especially with the life of the modern football manager or head coach, and you know, accomplish the things that we accomplished, I'd snap their hands off. So, really enjoyable time, but you know, it came to an end, and you know, I'm in a very different place now, but one that I'm thoroughly looking forward to.
Anything that you maybe look back and say could have done this differently, that differently?
No, because you know, hindsight is a wonderful thing, but you know, when you're making decisions, you believe you're making them for the right reasons. And, you know, when you go back in time, you can't change them reasons. So, happy with what we did there. And, you know, as I say, this is a new journey. I said in my closing statements with Villa that I was a custodian. And that's what we are doing here now with Norwich City. I've been into the training ground and seen the list already of, you know, the previous managers who have been here. And, you know, it's quite an esteemed list.
I mean, you sort of touched on it about being out of work. You didn't like being out of work for very long, but surely, I mean, literally within a couple of weeks, did you expect to get him back quickly again?
No, I mean, you don't expect anything. You don't know what to expect. You know, probably the one non-negotiable I had to have with Stuart was my wife wanted to go and see our boy over in America, because obviously during COVID we're not seeing him for 18 months. So, you know, thankfully Mr. Biden opened the border and we managed to get over there for 4 days. You know, but other than that, it was one that I was excited to come to.
And now you've looked at what you're going to do here, what would you say is to the top of your in-tray?
Top of the in-tray is to, you know, not concede goals. We've conceded too many already. And defensively, we want to make our structure, organisation a lot stronger. You know, we've got talented players, and we also need to go and score more goals. Obviously, we haven't scored as many as we would like to. But there's certainly the players there that can do both sides of the job.
Obviously, you said the main aim is to stay out. But what have you seen in the players maybe before you came here to say actually, yeah, I think I can keep the team up?
I think there's enough quality. That's the biggest thing. You know, when I spoke to Stuart, he believes in the squad of players. I've looked at the squad of players with Craig, and we both believe that, you know, it's a squad that probably aren't producing the results they need. And, you know, our job is to improve their performance levels. If we do that, then we'll get the results.
What would you say then to Norwich fans? I mean, they've obviously seen you managing Aston Villa more recently, but what can they expect to see from the Dean Smith team?
Can't expect to see an organised, hard-working team who won't leave anything out on the pitch. You know, each day in training is a day for me to educate the players, for them to learn, but also enjoy. We all know that you get more out of people if there's an enjoyment element to it, and, you know, hopefully the sports can enjoy some really good performances.
Thanks,
Dylan. Thank you.
Mark, broadcast questions.
Hi,
Mark.
Thank you.
Dean, Rob Setchell from ITV. What is it about Norwich City Football Club that makes it an attractive proposition for you?
I think the history of the football club, the fan base of the football club, you know, they're both very strong. You know, we're in the Premier League. Our aim is to stay in the Premier League. And, you know, if we can go and do that, I think there's, you know, great building blocks being put in place already by Stuart, by Daniel, and hopefully, you know, we can build on them.
And as someone coming into the club from outside, just looking as an outsider, what is it that you think has been the missing ingredient here for Premier League solidity?
I probably won't know until I get on the training ground and get a feel around the place. Obviously, you know, you look at the fixture list that Daniel was dealt at the start of this season. It was a tough start. And it's very easy to lose confidence within the Premier League. And results can creep up very quickly. So, you know, our job is certainly to become a lot harder to beat.
We heard about a different model here that you're working under, a self-funded club. How do you feel about working under that model?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've done all kinds of things. My first job, you know, I remember driving into training one morning and I'd spoke to a couple of agents, I spoke to this chairman, spoke to the chief executive, and then pulled on the car park and thought, oh God, I've got to do a training session now as well. You know, so to move from there to Brentford, where I was working with two sporting directors, and then obviously Aston Villa with the sporting director and the chief executive. So I've worked in many models, you know, and, you know, the relationship that you build with the person you're working with is the most important thing. And I feel, you know, having met with Stuart and Neil, that relationship has been really good.
For the fans, what sort of football should they expect to see from a Dean Smith side of Carrick?
Well, we certainly won't go away from, you know, the type of football that the football club has been known for over the years. We've recruited a squad of players that can handle the football all over the pitch. We probably need to solidify a little bit at the back and be a bit more difficult to beat, but certainly won't stop the flair of some of the players that we've got.
And finally, just How do you compare the squad that you're picking up to the squad that you've been leaving? It is such a rapid turnaround for you as a manager. You can't help but look at squads and think, right, well, this is the squad I'm working with. So how do you compare those squads, and how do you think Norwich sit in terms of the squad that they've got?
Yeah, again, I can't really compare until I actually get on the training ground with the players. But there's some really good players at both clubs. Obviously, Aston Villa have got, they're not self-funded, they've got two billionaire owners there who have put money into to acquire some really good footballers. But we have to make sure that we do this as a good team. My one saying to all the players is, you've got to be a good teammate, and that's what they have to be now.
Ian, thanks very much. Welcome to Norwich.
Thank you.
Hi, Ben. Robbie West, Booster the Case. Is there any prospects of bringing in new players, or are you happy to work with the squad that you've got at the moment?
Well, we can't until January anyway, and we haven't really discussed that as far as we've gone. We spoke about the squad of players in here at the moment, and I felt that the squad that we've got here at the moment is a good enough squad to stay in this league.
And lots of the fans that we've been speaking to, they want to know how long they're going to have to wait until they start seeing results turn around.
Well, hopefully on Saturday. that's why I'm in here, to try and win football games. And the first one is Saturday, and we'll take it game by game. And the ultimate aim is to get as many points as we can.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.